please help me welcome artist and NAMI advocate Jessica Farrell, NAMI Delaware President Rena Reba, and New York Connects coordinator Drew Brenner. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Meg.
Jess, I want to start with you because I mentioned briefly earlier when we started the show that there was an important exhibit that opened last week in the Roxbury Arts Center. And I would like, if you would, to just kind of give us a brief, to just tell us about this a little bit, about the exhibit of David Byrd and how this all came about and how it leads us into the conference that we're talking about.
Well, thank you, Maggie, for having us here today and devoting time to this important event. Well, the exhibit there at Roxbury is David Byrd, Voices, Paintings from Montrose VA Hospital. It's a pretty incredible show, to be honest. Very emotional, very interesting. David had his connection to this conference is he had mental illness in his family. His father was institutionalized when he was a boy and later committed suicide. His mother abandoned him and his sibling when he was 12. Basically, he had a childhood with a lot of upheaval. As a young man, he served in World War II and then studied art on the GI Bill in New York City. At 32, he started work as a night orderly in the psychiatric ward at the VA hospital in Montrose, New York. This experience led to his defining body of art. He was painting the patients under his care. He retired in 1988 to Sydney Center. He built a home and started painting from memory. And as he liked to say, he was finally free. In Sydney Center, he led a reclusive life, painting, writing, and working in his home. And then in 2012, my colleague Jody Isaacson and I were working on a community arts program at a local school in Sydney Center. And it was kind of like fate. We met him as we were in the process of putting this show together. As a fellow artist, I was amazed by David and his life and his art. I visited his home. He had hundreds of paintings, drawings. His whole life was there. It was truly overwhelming. And the most captivating images for me in the paintings were the patients. His work is very honest, emotional. I have family members with mental illness, and I truly had never seen anything like this. It was just quite emotional. From there, Jody and I, after the Sydney Center show, 6 months later, he had a show at the Greg Kucera Gallery in Seattle, Washington. That was in April of 2013, and David was 87 years old. It was an amazing show, amazing success. It was just the opportunity of a lifetime. And, you know, at 87, it was amazing that he made it for that. Unfortunately, a few weeks before the show, he was diagnosed with cancer. And David actually died 2 months after the opening of the show. And that was on May 30th, 2013. And, you know, David certainly altered my life and Jody's life. And basically, since meeting him in September 2012, you know, our life has been about David. We continue to support his legacy of his important work, the patients from the VA. In November 2013, he had another exhibit of his work Jody and I put together. You know, that was a very emotional time. We'd worked on that as his health was declining, but unfortunately he did not get to see that show. David was an advocate for the mentally ill, obviously through his paintings, but he also wrote a book called Montrose VA Hospital 1958-88, and it's a really important, beautiful, poetic, historical account of mental health care. Just truthfully, everything kind of came together. My friendship with David, you know, his profound, amazing work, his writings, and then my own family experience with mental illness. And it was just kind of a natural progression of life events that led to this day. And I really feel that Dave would be very proud, and he is certainly the inspiration for this conference.
Before we move into that next phase, I want to. It was quite remarkable. I do need to mention last week watching people walk around the room, taking his artwork, and listening to some of the comments. One that stayed with me even more was after everyone left. You and Drew and Rena, I don't think you've even heard this yet. There were two people that came in after everyone left, and they were like, "Oh my God, I thought it was open till they were busy all over the county, and they got their times mixed up with the different things that they were seeing." And I was actually putting things in my car, and I said, "I'm happy to." I said, "Come on in, please take it in, and we'll be up for this amount of time, and you can come back, but absolutely come on in." And so they came in, and they just were in awe, and taking in the work, they just couldn't get past that this work spanned an enormous amount of time of this man's life, and how they were so connected, and how through his art he was able to continue what he learned and saw, and they couldn't get past how. And Jess, you even mentioned that the pictures are certainly very honest, and they're not colored in any way. They're very honest and depict the scenes that he saw. But he does do them in muted tones so that I think it helps someone come in and take it through a filter. So it's not, you can see what was going on, but it also helps you take it in without being devastated.
I agree, Maggie. The palette is very, it's a very pale, kind of ethereal palette. And it's very compelling.
I get the sense that he was he a calm man?
Actually, on the surface, he was a very humble, calm soul. But life experience had taken a toll on him. And he had difficulty trusting people. It really showed as he didn't let many people into his life. But, his life was certainly framed by his life experience.
And I love that he used his art to... His art was his own form of therapy, as well as it is now a form of therapy for those who see it, and as well as, and then just viewing art as itself. I kind of want to move into a little bit of an area before we speak about the conference specifically. If you all could comment on how art, because you all are different artists in your own rights as well. Drew, you are, Rena, you are the director of NAMI Delaware. And I would love to hear from all of you on how art is used as a therapeutic tool, or how it seems to have evolved and moved with mental health awareness and recovery.
Well, I think that art, music, dance has always been a core part of the human experience when people try to reflect and express themselves. And it speaks to all of us in many different ways. I was very excited to be invited in on the opportunity to help build this conference, in part because I think that the role of artistic expression is often overlooked in our culture. And it is so important. I have worked most of my life with people who have struggled with a variety of issues, including mental illness. And what I have found is that they need often to find a voice and a way to communicate and to reach out, as well as see in art something that speaks to saying, oh, you're not alone. There's somebody else who's been through this. There's something else that's going on. And I think that the convergence of the different things we're going to be doing at the conference is highlighted, enhanced, and really brought to the fore through the fact that it's so connected with particularly David Byrd's artistic expression of what his experience had been.
If you're, by the way, if you are just tuning in, I want to fill you in. That was Drew Brenner from the coordinator for New York Connects. And with her here in the studio is Rena Reba, the NAMI Delaware president. And we also have Jessica Farrell, artist and NAMI advocate, and also the coordinator along with Jody Isaacson to putting together this conference that we're talking about. And before we go further into the conference, we're just talking about the importance of art. And that was Drew, because I have the luxury of looking at her, but you do not. So that was Drew Brenner just talking. Rena, with your experience and working as president of NAMI Delaware, which means Delaware County in New York, through your outreach and through all of the different, there's so many aspects. Could you just fill us in a little bit about what NAMI is first before we go further? I think that would be good.
Okay, NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It was founded about 35 years ago, and it's the country's largest grassroots mental health advocacy organization. It provides support, education, and advocacy for people with mental illness and their families through local affiliates like ours. And there are annual conferences at the state and national level, educational conferences. As far as the arts, I'm just thinking of a couple of young people that I know who have found the use of art as an expression for, I guess, I don't know if managing is the word, but, you know, I guess exploring how they're feeling with their mental illness. One of them gave a talk, a public talk a few months ago, talking about how writing poetry and playing a variety of instruments really helped. And some of his poems were read by other people. I didn't realize that they were his. Wow. And they were powerfully moving. And
was he there?
He gave the presentation, okay. And he was amazed at the response from the audience.
Yeah.
One of our members, who is a family member, who has written songs, she'll be at the conference, songs about the whole experience of living with family members and the love for them. And the music is a way of just communicating the feelings about it. So I think it's a wonderful tool. We've had Ellen Stewart, our local art therapist, has been on our radio station. She gave a presentation at one of Drew's conferences a couple of years ago. I think it's vital.
It's very vital. And I hope at the end of all of this, if we don't do anything, we encourage people to go past those stigmas that still just weigh down anything that has to do with mental health. So with that, let's go. Jessica.
Yes.
How, you know, here you are with these David Byrd exhibits going on, and you were lucky. Oh, how wonderful to be able to come into his presence before and for him to also experience his own exhibits. That's terrific. How did this evolve now into a conference? Because this is a first for you. Drew and Rena, I know you've been a part of many different types of conferences, but Jess, you're taking a lead ball on this, and tell us how this all came about.
Well, yeah, it almost feels like fate in a way. Basically, I've been working on this project with David through the community and, and then through my own personal experience, I became involved with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And it's a wonderful organization that, you know, supports families and individuals, who have mental illness, which is so many, because I think the statistics are 1 in 4, which is incredible.
And mental illness, could you just give a brief, it's got a range. I mean, it can.
Oh, yeah.
So if you could just kind of go from 1 to, 10 being extreme, because I think that's part of maybe some of the stigma busting is that, everyone thinks that if you have mental illness, you are, some kind of deranged killer coming after you or something crazy. And I don't mean to be punny there. But could you give us a range of what encompasses mental illness?
Well, I'm certainly not an expert, but I, it can be just a whole host of different, disorders, you would say. Anywhere from anxiety, depression, you know, bipolar, schizophrenia. It encompasses a wide range of different issues for people. But I think the thing, regardless of where you fall in that spectrum, I think the message that I've learned is that recovery is possible.
That's
really the message that this conference, I hope that that's what we can spread and also reduce stigma. Because personally, I, you know, have had a family history for a while with this issue and really haven't really delved into it. And NAMI has just been a wonderful support in making me realize things and understanding how much hope there is.
So how did all three of you get connected with this conference? Drew, Rena, Jess, because we've got NAMI going on, we've got New York Connects. How did you all come together and say, let's put on, of course, my world, because I'm from performing arts, would say, let's put on a show. So they said, oh, let's put on a conference. How did we get there? Anybody?
Jessica and I met through NAMI, and she had already started this plan. And
I'm an instigator.
Yeah.
I like that.
And
here's a thought. Now take it and run.
Then among the various organizations I belong to is the Delaware County Long-Term Care Council, which is chaired by Drew, and I told her about it and went from there.
Yes, and I said, interestingly enough, I'm looking to fund another conference around mental health issues. And, well, we found it. We have some of our most productive meetings in parking lots all over Delaware County, and that's where that connection. New York Connects is an organization that's designed to assist people who have needs for long-term care supports and services. I work closely with the Office of the Aging, but I'm also charged with looking at issues for people under 60 as well. And one of the things that the Long-Term Care Council has done was identify way back, now a good number of years, the lack of sufficient mental health services and supports in Delaware County. And to address that, we started a series of workshops around geriatric mental health issues, but it expanded. Indeed, the keynote speaker, who will be speaking on Saturday the 31st, Jason Payden, spoke at one of those conferences, and Jessica calls herself an instigator. I call her an inspiration. I've been in the business a long time, but it takes passion and courage to push forward a concern like mental illness, because just as you say, there is misunderstanding, there is fear, there is stigma, and people have to begin to stand up and talk about what's really going on and present themselves as part of the community. It was interesting to me that someone who is an excellent volunteer for senior services called me up and asked to be registered for the conference, and she said, well, we were on the phone, you know, it sounds like it's going to be really interesting. And then she paused and she said, you know, I think it's in every family. And it said, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is not just somebody someplace else. This is among us, and we need to be better educated. We need to reach out. So I was delighted to have the opportunity to find the money to underwrite the conference.
Well, I would like, if we could all just hold on a minute, because I do want to talk about the panelists and just give a little bit more information on the conference, so that if everyone could just hold on to their pants, as we say. I would like you to all listen to a few messages and then stay with, because we've got a lot more that Jessica Farrell, Rena Reba, and Drew Bernard have to tell us. So hold on to your pants and listen to this, and we're going to continue in just a moment with more on the mental health awareness and art and the conference, which is happening when, ladies? Next Saturday, the 31st, at the Roxbury Arts Center. Here we go.
The 50s and 60s gave us some wonderful rock and roll and some fine, jazzy, bluesy stuff, too. Hi, this is Bonnie Mitchell inviting you to bop along with me on Bonnie's Bop. Platters, The Crickets, The Temptations, Aretha, Elvis, The Beatles, The Bee Gees, Nina Simone, Janis. Just to let you catch your breath, we'll do some talk and check your temperature. Be here for Bonnie's Bop to get you a weekend boppin'. Every Friday night starting at 6 o'clock here on WIOX Community Radio 91.3 FM.
WIOX is supported by the Green Team, the professionals at Frank Lumia Real Estate Plus, members of Otsego, Delaware, and Ulster County Multiple Listing Service, accessible at Realtor.com. Whether you're buying, selling, or just in need of information for home, land, or business, with offices in Margaretville and Delhi, 845-586-4486 or 607-746-6029 or franklumiarealestate.com.
And you are indeed listening to Ragtime, when the Roxbury Arts Group takes time to talk about the arts. And today, joining me here on Ragtime is artist and NAMI advocate Jessica Farrell, NAMI Delaware President Rena Reba, and New York Connects coordinator Drew Brenner. And we are all talking about a wonderful conference and an exhibit that you can now currently see. It's up through February 5th. I don't have that date in front of me. 17th. Jessica, 17th? February
17th? I believe
15th. 15th. Do I hear 13th?
I hope I have that date right. Yeah.
Well, you can, this is, of course, we're talking about Voices, which is an exhibit by David Byrd and of his works. And it's currently in the Walt Mead Gallery in the Roxbury Arts Center. And for more information about that, that was a million thoughts all in one trying to come out at the same time. Frightening. Okay. For more information on the David Byrd exhibit, 607-326-7908 or RoxburyArtsGroup.org. But we do know it's up for about another 4 weeks. Okay. So with that, we're going to continue the conversation, and we're going to get into the conference itself, which is Hope and Healing. It is taking place at the Roxbury Arts Center next Saturday. So if you are attending, you will also see the exhibit because it's in the same building of David Byrd. And I would love if you ladies would talk about, first, who are our speakers and what does the day encompass?
Well, we're going to have basically three components. We're going to have an introduction to the audience of the significance of David Byrd and his work, which both Jessica and Jody will be doing. And then we're going to have brief presentations on a panel of people who are going to be talking, many of them from NAMI, talking about individual recovery, talking about family support, talking about some of the programs that are out there to reach out to families who are dealing with mental illness. We are then going to move into lunch.
Very big, important factor.
Right, always, always. And then after lunch, the keynote speaker, Jason Payton, is going to do a presentation called The Art of Recovery. And this is a very powerful, inspirational presentation about his own history and his recovery. And I have, as I said, had him for one of the other conferences. It was an extraordinary event. I could see his presentation turning people's minds around and looking at mental illness in an entirely different way. It was one of his first presentations. He did it flawlessly. He got a standing ovation of at least 5 minutes. He's going to be a knockout. I know that. And then we're giving an opportunity, because this is built as a conversation, for people to get back in touch with different panelists, different presenters who will be introduced, to ask questions, to have informal conversations, because it's going to be through this process of communication and starting a conversation that we will begin, hopefully from this conference, begin to build a better way for our community to respond to the issues.
Excellent. So, one thing that stands out to me, which I think is really important, and this is coming from a layperson who has run into many people who have this question and has worked in social services before, not directly with mental illness, but in other areas, is the where can I, they people are lost. They don't know where to get help. So I was very happy to hear that you're going to have different services available. You're going to, there'll be, will there be handouts and how is this working?
Yes. Everybody who attends is going to get a basic information package with contact information on all the presenters so they can reach out and get some more information.
Yeah.
We hope that people will also bring information brochures to the conference that they can hand out to people. It's a way of making the connections between people.
Absolutely. And it's for those of our listeners for Ragtime, we have listeners that are as far as Alaska and a lot down in the metropolitan area in Florida and a couple out there in Europe land. So for many of you, if you are dealing with this subject, what's an advice for someone who is not in downtown Delaware County and they don't, but they're listening in and they're saying, this is striking a note. How do I find out more? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, National Alliance on Mental Illness has a website.
Okay.
www.nami.org.
.org. Okay.
Another resource may be the Mental Health Association, Mental Health America, and they've changed it. I think it's Mental Health America, mhamerica.org.
Okay.
There's also a state division, mhanys.org.
Another way they could do is if for some reason if you're driving and they could just simply type in maybe mental health. Would different things come up, or what are some key words that would help bring up, just in case they're like, what was that? It was national something. many people are listening in their cars.
Mental health advocates or advocacies.
All right.
Advocacy.
But in other words, there's many ways that people can get help, and they should not be afraid or shy to do so. It's always confidential, and there are resources out there.
Yes, but it often takes a fair amount of courage.
Yes, it does.
That first step is so difficult, but clearly there's a real hunger out there to learn more, to connect more, because we're talking about this wonderful conference. I hope nobody out there is getting overexcited about, I'd like to go, because we're completely sold out at this point. The response has said the most important thing.
Right.
We've hit on something that people want and people need.
Right.
And we hope that this will continue. This will not be the last.
Oh, I don't think it will be, and because it is an important issue, and it's not just in Delaware County. So I wanted to kind of open that up for people who are listening who are outside of Delaware County, just so that they could have an idea of what they could do. It's so true, as in it's courage. Courage, really, to make that first step. And there are people there to hold your hand and tell you you are fine. You are absolutely fine, and you're not alone. You're not alone. So, again, the Hope and Healing Conference is next Saturday, January 31st, Roxbury Arts Center, downtown Roxbury, New York. For more information, you can look into it. You can certainly look up more information by going to, is it on the NAMI.org?
Yeah, also the state, the Central New York State is NAMINYS.org.
Okay. All right.
Both of those will have lots of information and links to other sources.
Absolutely. And if there's the Roxbury Arts Group, 607-326-7908. I know the staff there will be very happy to lead you in the right direction if you weren't able to write down everything and get you going. But it's very important. And, also as an artist, as a fellow artist, more from the performing arts side, though, but, there is a little bit of that being open to other things that helps create your art, which also sometimes leads you down a path of anxiety, insecurity. It could, so it goes hand in hand on both sides of the fence, whether as a tool for recovery or some kind of way to express oneself, as well as, everything. So I could go on for days about art, but...
I think what it does is it helps us understand our own selves better.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Very well put. Before we close this segment, Jess, is there anything that you wanted to add to this?
Well, I feel, you know, very, very pleased that this event is happening on a personal level, I think, for the greater community, certainly. I'm very appreciative of all the people who've come together to make this happen. Nami Atsigo and Delaware County, Rena Reba, Drew Brenner, New York Connects, Roxbury Arts Group, of course, for the great support with this event. You know, we're very excited about it. I know that I have found hope and healing, you know, through my own personal journey, and I feel that the opportunity is there for so many other people to experience that and to really realize they are not alone, and, you know, there are people that can really move you forward if you're struggling in any way, and I think this event will certainly be very hopeful and very healing.
Excellent. Drew Brenner, do you have any final thoughts on what we could offer for this topic?
No, I think Jessica really wrapped it up well, but I will say I have a secret hope that this will be the start of a different way in which the entire community converses, supports, educates, and probes the boundaries of what we need to learn and understand to respond to mental illness in a better way.
That's nice. Yes. I'm with you. My hand is going up. Yes. Rena Reba.
I'd like to get back a little bit to when we were talking about the issue of what we call stigma. I've heard it described as discrimination. After several years of working as in a program for advocacy for people with any disability of any age, one of the basic things that I was taught and that became a mantra was, person with a disability is a person with a disability. They're not defined by the disability, and some disabilities are invisible. It can be mental illness, it can be being hard of hearing, heart condition. When we look at the person first and we see the strengths, focusing on the strengths and helping to build on those and helping them to work through with the disability issues. So just to remember that.
Thank you. That was a very good reminder of all of us, how we might also be better people. So I thank you. I thank you all very, very much for joining me on Ragtime today. This has been a really, I think, insightful and wonderful conversation that I hope is also the first of many, Drew.
I certainly hope so.
I think that, we can, I think I see some other future conversations that we will be sharing, and I think that would be terrific. Rena, you are always, well, Rena is my right-hand man, as I like to say. So. Jessica, terrific. I commend you for all the work you've done, and I know this is actually kind of new to you, and I think you've done an amazing job.
And, thank you very much.
For those of you listening who are in the area and are able to get to the Walt Meade Gallery, even if you are not going to the or cannot attend the conference, by all means, do drop by throughout the month and come visit and take in David Byrd's exhibit. And you'll be very happy you did. I want to thank very much NAMI advocate Jessica Farrell, NAMI Delaware President Rena Reba, and New York Connects coordinator Drew Brenner for joining me on a very insightful and important, I think, Ragtime. Thank you very much, ladies.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Maggie.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.